Welcome to Soundbites, our first Phillips Brooks School Insights podcast. I'm Alana Khan, Associate Head of School, and I will be the host for these series. We are delighted you're listening and joining us. Our Soundbites podcast is a new communication tool for you to hear the voices of our community leading us on a deeper journey through our curriculum, programs, and best practices through the lens of our core values. Today, I'm joined by Michelle Donahoe, who's been the school's math enrichment coordinator for the last 5 years, and who'll be talking about our math program. Joining her is a veteran PBS teacher of 15 years, Phoebe Mauricio, who is our fourth grade math teacher. Welcome, Michelle and Phoebe.
Good morning, Alana.
Thanks for having us, Alana.
One of the things you should be proud of is the strong vertical alignment of the math program. Michelle, what forms the backbone of our math curriculum?
Bridges in Mathematics is our core curriculum, and there are a number of different components that students engage with. We have the primary math workshop, which includes whole class, small group, and independent practice for about 45 minutes to 60 minutes per day. And then in addition to that, we have a daily routine called Number Corner, which is another 10 to 15 minutes of math, specifically designed to give students more opportunities for rich math discussion, engaging with patterns, and building computational fluency. This year, we're excited to add a new component called Concept Quest, which is an enrichment resource that's aligned with the core curriculum, but it's designed to extend learning and take students deeper. We're really excited about this addition to the curriculum, and so far we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from students and teachers.
Phoebe, what changes do you notice in your own teaching practice or with your students using the new Concept Quest?
I've noticed three main things, Alana. I've noticed the choice on my part and providing the Concept Quests that are available for all students, and they can choose to do one, two, or all of them. I also have noticed independence and ownership in their learning. They are motivated to complete them either on their own, with partners, and their friends. And they're taking risks without feeling the pressure. Also, accountability in receiving feedback from me about their work and with openness and growth mindset, unlike they do on the post-assessments at the end of every unit.
Michelle, I've heard you talk about productive struggle. Can you elaborate on the concept?
Sure. Productive struggle is when students are experiencing a state of disequilibrium in their learning. They're right on the edge of their understanding, but they're making mistakes, iterating on their ideas, and working through a challenge. For students, it's the process of building resilience and developing a deep understanding through struggling, reassessing when they hit a roadblock or make a mistake, and then trying out a new method or a new strategy to approach the problem. Setting the right conditions for productive struggle is really important, so it requires intentional work to establish classroom norms and to support students in developing positive math identities. For the teacher, there's an ongoing process of planning rich tasks, supporting and encouraging students, and then reflecting on learning to determine what the next best step is. And I'm really looking forward to unpacking the concept of productive struggle in much greater depth at our grade level parent and guardian education sessions this month.
Let's hear from fourth grade students on their thoughts on Concept Quest.
We're lucky to have two fourth graders here with us today who are going to share a little bit about their experience doing Concept Quest. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
My name is Matt and I'm from Four East.
And my name's Anaya and I'm from Four East.
Thanks. All right, so we would love to hear from you. What makes you feel excited or interested when you're doing a Concept Quest?
You can go first.
Okay, thank you. Well, Concept Quest, they're a little bit more of a challenge. So it makes me like push myself so I can try to figure out the problem and get strategies that will help me like find an efficient way to solve it.
Also, same with Anaya. I feel Concept Quest is like more challenging problems. And when I accomplish it, I feel like I did something good, cool, and like big. And when I was studying with my friends, we have like different solutions or answers. So like work out a way to figure out the right answer.
Awesome. Have you ever felt frustrated or confused while you're working on them? And if you have, how do you manage those feelings?
When I read it, I feel confused about it. So I'll just reread it, and if I don't understand after I reread it, I'll just ask a teacher.
for some problems, it's like there's a lot of steps when I try to solve it because I can't find like an efficient strategy to solve it. So usually I go to a friend and they usually help me. Like there was this one where these two friends, they figured out a really good way to solve it and they taught like a lot of the class.
Great. Okay, can you describe a time when you felt proud of yourself after completing a concept quest? What made you feel that way?
Okay, there was this concept quest where I didn't know what a word meant because it was like a new thing we were learning. So when we learned it in class, then I got to complete the concept quest and I felt proud because I could learn a new concept and then put it into action on the concept quest.
Nice. So did you wait and then like come back to that one? It was one that you hadn't finished, then you came back to it?
Yeah.
And I have two times. One time is when I was doing concept quest, they asked me a problem, but I have no clue what they're asking me about. So I have to go ask Ms. Horatio what those words are. And then after I did it, I feel like proud. And also one time I have this very hard problem and like I was stuck for like a long time. So I have, and then I go ask my parents. They didn't even figure it out. And then like I got a clue about it and then I figured it out and feel like proud.
Yeah, it feels really good when you've worked hard on something like that, right? Can you tell me a little bit about whether concept quests make you feel more confident in yourself as a math learner?
Sometimes in concept quests, I get to like get a head start on stuff we're doing in class. So then I can like see and get kind of start thinking about the concepts and like what strategies we're going to do.
And same as Anaya, like when I first do some concept quests, I think I learned a lot already from it, so that when I was in class, I understand it more like and more deep.
Mm. So you have a chance to kind of think through and come up with your own approach or your own strategies and meaning around something before you learn a strategy in class?
Yeah.
What else do you want to tell us about concept quests?
I like how there's like different problems and for different units. So each one covers the stuff we're learning in class. So we get more problems to get to use that. Like we're doing angles in these concept quests, it's talking about them, so we get to practice them more.
Mm.
I think like there's like different category if I divide them. For some of them it's like very hard but you don't have to do a lot of work about it. Some of it is like easy but you have to do like a lot of work, and like some of it is like just easy and you don't have to do a lot of work about it.
Yeah, so it's really about making sense of the problem, but then once you've kind of unlocked what it's all about, it's actually pretty simple to solve.
Yeah. And also in concept quest, sometimes we get to get new information and new kinds of problems that we don't get to usually do in class.
Can you talk about like a context for a problem that you thought was really relevant or interesting, something that related to real life?
When we were doing like efficient addition strategies, like give and take and like finding the difference, there was this problem about like different years and you had to like add up to find out how much time has passed. So in that one, we got to like put the different strategies into action.
Yeah, that's really relevant, right? Because that's something that you would do in real life. Thank you. What do you think your parents or the adults in our community will have learned from hearing from you today?
I think they'll like getting to like hear students talking about it, because I know there's a Gazette and like emails and they send out that like cover what we're doing. But I think they'll like that we're getting to share like the actual students' perspective and experiences.
I also think my parents and like the whole PBS community will like this because they can hear it from like a real like a student, not like from email.
Yeah, your voices are important. I think it's going to be really great for everyone to hear from you. How does it feel to be on a podcast for the first time?
When I first, like, before I came here, I was like feel very nervous, but now like after I done it, I realized it's not very nervous. It won't make you very nervous. So like now it's like pretty relaxing.
Yeah, same with Matt. Like, when I first heard of it, I was like, what if I mess up? But now it's kind of, like, cool to be, like, the first students to be on a podcast, and it's just, like, a question and answer, so
yeah,
it's pretty fun.
Well, thank you for your willingness to try, even though you felt nervous about it. I think it's going to be really exciting for families and the rest of the PBS community to hear a little bit about your experience. Thanks for joining us today.
One of the things I read about in your Insight article is that there are four tenets of Concept Quest. These tenets include choice, which Phoebe has already talked about a bit. Access and equity are other important tenets, which is where all students have the opportunity to participate in rich math tasks, regardless of their ability, performance, or prior achievement. Can you talk about practically what that might look like in the classroom?
Access and equity are really closely related to choice. We have an underlying belief that all students deserve and are capable of engaging in challenging mathematics. In addition to having choice about when and with whom they work on a concept quest, students can choose how to approach the challenge. All of these tasks have multiple entry points, and they allow for a variety of strategies and approaches. Concept quests are not reserved for any specific group of students. We have them available in the classroom for anybody who would like to work on one, and we've observed a wide range of learners engaging and feeling successful with the tasks. One thing that I really love is that students are encouraged to be creative and construct meaning by using the tools and strategies that make sense for them. So from an equity perspective, this approach really gives voice to all students, and it values the diversity of ideas and strategies within our learning community.
Michelle and Phoebe, I want to thank you today for joining us on our podcast. I know that I learned a lot, and I'm sure our listeners will agree.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Alana.
Thank you for joining us in today's Soundbite podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this journey as much as we have in learning more about our students' experiences at PBS. We look forward to sharing more episodes of Soundbites in future Insights programming. Have a great day.